Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Few people tipped me off the story out of Texas, and this is one of those weird court stories that really makes you wonder what people were thinking. From the Texas Tribune and widely reported elsewhere, Texas court tosses out conviction and death sentence after discovering a prosecutor also worked for the judge. And this is one of those things, like, how does this even happen? Joey McCullough wrote it for the Texas Tribune, and the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals tossed out a capital murder conviction and death sentence for a gentleman named Clinton Young recently after it was discovered that one of the prosecutors in his case also worked for the judge on the case. Young is 38 years old, has been on death row since 03, convicted of a Midland County murder in which he says he was framed. Now, while his other appeals were pending, a new district attorney discovered that a prosecutor who was working on Young's case worked for the judge at the same time, even, and this is where it gets crazy, even drafting the court's order to deny one of Young's first appeals. So it's not uncommon that a judge will have clerks working for them or people working for them, and they'll often help the judge with stuff. And so the judge's order that denied the first appeal by this man was drafted by the prosecutor working as a clerk for the judge. Prosecutor has since retired and this year agreed to surrender his law license in lieu of disciplinary action. So they came after him and said, we're going to go after your law license. He was retired. So he said, you know something? I'll give up my license. Just let's call it a day. Texas's highest criminal court said judicial and prosecutorial misconduct in the form of an undisclosed employment relationship between the trial judge and the prosecutor appearing before him tainted the entire proceeding from the outset. As a result, little confidence can be placed in the fairness of the proceedings or the outcome of the trial. The court ordered Young to be taken off of death row and taken to the Midland County Jail while prosecutors ponder if they're going to try him again or simply dismiss the charge. Now, here's the problem. He's been on death row since 2003, so he's already spent quite some time in prison. And now it makes you wonder, if they retry him, is it worth it? The guy's already spent all his time in jail. District Attorney Laura Nodoff said Wednesday she had recused herself from the case after discovering the prosecutor's actions and would not be involved in any prosecution moving forward. She said, I don't want there to be any appearance of a conflict. And we talked about that before, that lawyers and judges are often held to the standard of not just don't do anything wrong, but avoid the appearance of doing anything that could be wrong. The appearance of impropriety. So in other words, there are some things that you can do that might be okay, but they still look bad. And you don't do those. That's the standard you're supposed to hold yourself to as a judge and presumably as a prosecutor. And the fact that these people did this is shocking to the conscience, I would say. Dawson County District Attorney Philip Furlow, to whom the case was reassigned, was not available for comment. In 2019, Nodolf discovered during a budgeting process that Weldon Petty, who had retired earlier that year, worked more than a decade as a full-time prosecutor for the county while moonlighting for the district judges. As a prosecutor, the man opposed defense motions, and at the same time, he drafted recommendations of denial for the judges to sign. So he's actually working two jobs. He is acting as a prosecutor, and then he's acting as a clerk to the judge and drafting documents for the judges to sign, granting his motions that he filed as a prosecutor. The appearance of impropriety. At age 18, the man here who is at the center of this was accused of taking part in a drug-related crime spree back in 01 that involved the fatal shooting of two men and the theft of cars on opposite ends of the state with a 20-year-old man who apparently was alleged to have been involved. Young was convicted in the Midland murder of Samuel Petrie and sentenced to death after the other man involved in the crime spree testified against him. At trial, that man said that Young is the one who did the crime. But Young said he was sleeping when the man was killed. The other man who testified took a plea deal and was given 30 years in prison on an aggravated kidnapping conviction, but they did not prosecute him for anything else, apparently. At Young's trial, Petty worked, and we're talking about the prosecutor now, worked as a legal advisor to the prosecution team and wrote almost all of the motions, according to findings from an evidentiary hearing in the trial court last year. The judge who presided over Young's case passed away in 2012. Later, Petty helped prosecutors fight the appeals when Young tried to appeal his conviction. And that was also while being paid by the judge for legal work on Young's case. You can either be an impartial person that the judges are consulting, or you can be an advocate with a DA's office, says Eric Kalenick, the prosecutor in charge of Young's appeal. I mean, that's like professional responsibility 101. And that's a reference to a class, professional responsibility 101. And so professional responsibility is what they often call the class where they teach you ethics. And I've mentioned before, and I don't think this is that ironic, but some people find it that way. The very first class on the first day of law school, when I walked into a classroom, sat down, and a professor walked in and started talking, that first class was ethics. Now, in my school, it's called ethics. Some places, it's called professional responsibility. They often refer to it as professional responsibility on the bar exam, and it is something they test you on, and it has its own set of rules. So when attorneys practice law, they follow the rules of professional conduct or professional responsibility, depends what they're called in your state. And the idea that you have a judge who is overseeing a trial, the judge is supposed to be neutral. The prosecution is adversarial with the defense, meaning these two are butting heads. And the prosecution is trying really, really hard to present their case as best they can, and they're allowed to be biased in that direction. The defense is doing the exact same thing for their client, the exact opposite, but they're actually advocating for their client as much as they can. And so it's okay for these people to be biased, right? Prosecution and defense. So when you have a prosecutor who is biased working with the judge on this case, you can see the conflict. This does not, and I have to agree with Eric Kalenick, you do not have to be a rocket scientist or the legal equivalent like a Supreme Court justice to understand that there's a problem there. And the problem is, at the very least, the appearance of impropriety on the part of either the judge or the prosecutor or both. And that right there is a problem. So they've thrown out the man's conviction. He is still apparently locked up. And the question is, do they retry him? Do they let him out on bond and think about this? Or do they simply dismiss the charges and let it go? The guy spent almost 17, 18, 19 years in prison. So he's pushing 20 years locked up. He says he was framed. And the question is, do you retry him now? And the question is whether or not there's even a feasibility in that respect. Are witnesses around? And could they get a conviction now knowing what we know? So it's a strange case. A strange case, but this is one where you know that the prosecutor had to know what he was doing was wrong. Had to. No question about it. The judge had to know that what he was participating in was wrong. He had to. Absolutely had to. And the fact that one of them's retired and surrendered his law license and the other one has passed away means, unfortunately, that not much will be done to the people who did this, which is unfortunate, but at least the conviction has been thrown out. That's a good thing. And at least this did get, you know, exposed. The fact that it took almost 20 years, that's the scary part. So from the Texas Tribune, and Joey McCulloch wrote it, Texas court tosses out conviction and death sentence after discovering a prosecutor also worked for the judge on that case. And this was sent to me by Josh, Steve, and Keith. Thanks a lot, guys. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I used to think my vocabulary was good. Then I got a thesaurus, and now I think it's exemplary.